4 TFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. NC9B.
Are you out working again today?
We had somebody call in sick, so I'm going to take their run today.
Get something different.
Take bigger.
Yeah,
KN4 TFW.
Hope y'all are doing all right on this Thursday morning.
That's Friday for me. Doctor's appointment for just for a physical, get checked out.
NC9B. Sorry, guys, I had to get in my phone full here for a minute.
Good morning to you.
Doctor, see what I got to do to make it another 30 years.
Look at it, kid. Last 30. I just keep doing what I was doing before, right? Thing called age creeps up on you. Age, where's Dave at this point?
At least 30 minutes every day.
I'm sorry, I doubled with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was saying, trying to make it to the gym at work 30 minutes every day. Hopefully that'll help some.
I'm at work.
It's a full-blown gym. Stepper the other day, and that did 30 flights in 9 minutes. Now that thing will get your heartbeat up really quick.
Do that.
Some reason me running the stadium there in Charleston.
Not running anywhere.
But the other day, I'm sure y'all figure out where that was.
A serious storm this morning.
And unplugged my radio before I left. And it did bring my raincoat.
Yeah, go ahead, Leo.
Yeah, I'm kicking myself for two things. I did bring my raincoat, and I didn't unplug my radios.
The storm's coming through, or just rain? I hadn't even looked at it. I know it's supposed to be dropping the temperature.
Some thunderstorms this morning till about 9 or 10, and that heavy winds and the heavy rain.
Little rain coming from the house up in the North Carolina side. And it needs to get that still.
KO4 8 Cat is the repeater.
The storm must have made it to the repeater.
Doing it last night.
I was on radio last night at C9V. Board of Patrick.
That time y'all were clear.
Blowing the Camping World flags wide open.
It's wind and the Camping World flags blowing straight out.
Had to pick up. Got on for about 15 more minutes, because I sure would like to walk in the plant without the rain coming down sideways.
I know, that's right.
Well, hike for you, isn't it?
It's a little walk, but... You know, when it comes in sideways, the top half's dry and everything else below is just soaking wet.
I'll make it in my truck, get some truck situated before the rain comes.
Don't have any dropping swamps.
Those this morning.
Would have been full.
Hey, me, Andrew. Patrick, just stay in a nice shop all day.
Stay there all day. Two or three times to do something in one of the other buildings.
Not a good day for the bus drivers. He's got his flashers on. Garbage man, sorry.
So school now because of wind for the buses, but I don't know if they'll do that today, since it'll be after they get started.
Bus place over here on 290. They're lined up, get in there.
Please. got a message from a guy that went to Germany, drove one of our newer cars that's not autonomous, you know, it's not like the autonomous cars, but, you know, it basically drives itself down the road. I think he just had to hang on to the steering wheel.
If they did, you know, this adaptive cruise control, and they put the lane departure, instead of the warning, actually, the lane departure assist on these tractor trailers, I can take a nap on the way to the next stop. Some Tesla drivers are doing that, right?
That lane departure.
Above that now, and that's probably, you know, like the Teslas have, some of ours are starting to get that as well, where it'll actually, I don't know if you got to set your destination or what, I don't know how it works, but you know, if you're going down the interstate, it'll check the other lane. If it's open, you can go around somebody, it'll take you around if they're going too slow.
Man, he's got a light bar on top and everything, and man, he's blinding me.
Over in Duncan.
Can't figure it out. I'm actually up here at Lyman, right here at the, 292 and 29 and that. But they moved the Lyman town limit sign back towards Gap Creek Road. And then now the Duncan police are patrolling right here at this intersection.
But the other day I was following going down I-85 and there's a pickup truck in the fast lane, and he had some kind of light bar on there. It was, I mean, super bright, white, as flashing white and amber lights across the entire top of the truck. And it was just steady flashing. He wasn't towing anything, did everything in his truck, just drive down the interstate with the light flashing, blinding everybody in daylight.
Special.
New thing. I don't know. Everybody's doing it now. 9B.
AW.
CES. I hadn't heard a repeater ID in a while.
Get. Thing on Facebook the other day, somebody was griping about GMRS. And he was listening to GMRS somewhere down in Florida, and he listened for hours. He never heard down anybody identify.
It definitely could happen. I don't know. I mean, you got the FRS radios on there too, and they're not going to identify, so unless there was a repeater. But yeah, that's kind of weird. I heard they were getting some possible HF frequencies.
Petition for that, there's no formal yes or no. Does somebody petition in the FCC?
He's got a side by side that he had one of them rugged radios installed, and I'm sure it's a GMRS, and that you don't have no license or anything, they just use it.
But that's available to the general public, just basically be CB.
But I don't know. Saying that would be my thoughts.
No, maybe they don't put it together. That's HF frequency as well, huh? It's right above 10 meters, so I don't know. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to get this antenna off the top of the car. Y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully I'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your file.
Out there, hopefully you stay dry. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. I'll catch you guys back on Monday.
I'm stopping here at my gas station. I got diesel at the other day for $4.29, and today I'm going to do the same thing, hopefully, in C9B.
Public on a HF, that's just, you just pour the power to it, and it makes it go further, right?
Whole thing. That's what most of them think now.
This morning, I know Tuesday you had to take one of his pups to the vet. It wasn't doing well.
Hopefully it wasn't the one that got beat up the other day.
On the radio yesterday.
Sorry about that. I had a funeral to go to yesterday, so I stayed in the bed a little longer.
About that.
Somebody that meant a lot to me.
Part about getting older.
Yeah. It just seems like it's been one right after the other for me.
Before me and Susan got together, it was that way for me. I lost 5 or 6 in about 2 years.
Matt, it's 2020. May of 2020. I've lost quite a bit of family, and it's tough.
Why we gotta make the best of the time that we have, you know what I mean? But it just seems like life in today's hectic world, just everything gets in the way.
Ain't got time for nothing else. Seems like all you're doing is working or running kids to play soccer or piano or whatever it is, and radio meetings, and I don't know. It just seems like we've got too much going on anymore.
I agree with you on that.
This is a weird fuel pump here. It said 449 a gallon on the pump. When I pumped it, it dropped down to 429 a gallon. I don't know what's going on with it, but I'll take it.
Just trying to be nice to people, I guess, or if you pay cash, you get a discount.
They're in North Carolina's Sam's Club, 457 a gallon now, NC9B.
Yesterday I had to go over towards QT and it was $4.99 a gallon yesterday.
Same thing at QT at Wade Hampton here, $2.90. Kind of lost my faith in QT.
Make money like everybody else.
Difference between that QT and the QT down there by the Red Lobster, usually about 30 cents. Tractor trailer going down the road, no lights on the trailer. Yeah, he'll get stopped.
Post-trip inspection on my truck the other day, and found a gouge in the air hose all the way down to the brake. I had to put it out of service. You can't have that. That's a violation.
You're driving. Hendrick. I thought you were driving.
Like that for a while now. Somebody put a wire tie on it, and I'm thinking they put the wire tie on to cover up the gouge. It's chafed. It's like it got drug along a catwalk or something. So I don't know what the deal was, but yeah. I'm not having that. I ain't getting stopped for that. Then they want me to go to Samsung. I said, nope, get clear.
I'm going to drop and swap there at the plant, and then he dropped the trailer, and he just left the glad hand hang down, and when he turned, oh man, that one wrapped right up around in the dually, and that snatched it right off.
It's a pop.
Just ties up the whole area for a while.
So I'm here at work, fellas. Y'all have a great day. It's good talking to y'all. And C9B.
Circle out there. Stay dry. KO4H get.
Be safe. Hopefully the rain won't get you without that raincoat. For this weekend.
I don't have any real plans this weekend other than trying to finish up my office radio room. I redone it and been slow process trying to get it all put back together.
Yeah, I don't think we have any real plans either.
I play radio a little bit.
It's been a while since I've been on there, but it's storming or something, that ain't gonna happen. I don't fire it up if it's rain in the area, or at least lightning in the area anyway.
I try not to.
It stays unplugged and no antenna hooked to it until I get ready to use it. But so Susan bought 3 mining plants, 2 shrubs and that, so I'm sure there's some digging involved this weekend.
That's off from the ground up for you.
Rain a lot for our ground. It's almost like concrete.
I mean, ground stays soft, except for...
It's some aquarium maintenance that I need to do this weekend, trying to get the water right.
With that?
Main one, I think I just need to do a couple of water changes. And then the shrimp one, I gotta add a little bit of chemicals to it to get the hardness the way that they like it. So unfortunately, there's two different kinds of shrimp in two different tanks, and they're both different.
Yes. I thought you just had one tank the way you talked about it. I didn't realize you had two.
Four.
One, did you?
One big one, a 32-gallon, and then I got a 10-gallon open top that I got a bunch of plants growing out of it and a couple of little cherry shrimp. And then I got a paludarium, which is like a 4-gallon aquarium that's kind of square, and then it, the top of it is like for land plants and vines, so I got that one going. And then Susan's got a 2.5-gallon little desktop tank that she's got some shrimp in, so we're trying to get that going.
In the living room, or you got them scattered out through the house?
We're in the living room, and the little one is in the kitchen, and that where she can watch it. She complained about my big one. I know there's like 10 shrimp in there, but it's like, damn, you can't, and they're red, and it's like you just can't find them. You put some food out, and then they all show up, but then when the food's gone, they all disappear.
If in there with them, they eat the shrimp.
Our dedicated shrimp-only tank, so at least there ain't no predators in there. I bought a filtering system to filter the water, so there was nothing in the water except straight water, and then I'm adding back the chemicals that I need in there for the shrimp.
Question is, how's the Greenville City Water cooperating with you?
Take everything out and start over. The problem was is the chemical that I bought that was supposed to add the right proportions was like it ended up being an Amazon knockoff, and it didn't have all the right stuff in it, so now I got one parameter that's wrong.
Yeah, up here at the fish place or pet store?
I don't think he has that. He only has a few shrimp, and that this is kind of a chemical that you would use specifically for them. It's like both kinds like general hardness, but then the one needs a certain amount of carbonate hardness, and that's what I'm trying to add into that one tank.
Get it figured out eventually.
Bought from that pet shop up there in Hendersonville some little, you know, floating plants with like little lily pads and that. And in the one tank, the roots are probably, I don't know, maybe they're 8 inches long and they all hang down. And in the other tank, they're only like an inch and a half long. Can't quite figure out what the deal is. Bought them all at the same time.
Something there, that one little thing that causes them to grow or not grow.
And the truck's lined up out here this morning. So I'm going to say 7-3. You and Miss Elise have an awesome weekend. I'll catch you guys back on Monday. I'm off on tomorrow for a doctor's appointment. KN4TFW 7-3.
And I hope you and Miss Susan have a great weekend. Hope your doctor appointment goes good. Talk to you Monday. KO4HKX 7-3. Clear.